World Communion Sunday, and the table is set before us, a visible expression of God's grace and God's generosity. For Christ gave his life for each of us, and his generosity will be shown in the breaking of the bread and the drinking of the cup. Luke in his gospel wrote, "When the hour came, Jesus took his place at the table and the apostles with him. Those 12 apostles sat together and ate together and shared in a sacred moment, and the experience united them as one." Think about it. They were all welcomed at the table. They were all welcomed even though Jesus knew their failings, their erratic commitment to him, their varied personalities, their past, and their futures. He even knew that some would betray him. Some would desert him. But Jesus provided a place for them at the table. So we are invited to come and sit and taste and see how good the Lord is. As part of our coming together, we are bringing food and money to help with the backpack program of South Lexington School. These varied items become the bread and the juice, a visible symbol of our coming together and the generosity of God to all his children. St. Augustine in the 4th century shared these words about communion: simply the gospel made visible. In the book of James, we've heard those familiar words that we too are to be doers of the words and not just hearers. It is as though James is calling his readers back to the central teaching: love your neighbor as yourself. What characterizes, I think, James' use of this commandment is that practical application that he talks about and those familiar people that he reminds us of. He puts it in an uncomfortable position by pointing out that if you really believe in Jesus, you presumably believe the commandment to love your neighbor is important as well. That brings to all of us the heart of the matter of what is the notion of faith. If faith is reduced to saying a few words like, "I believe, I will take the bread, I will take the juice," then the expression of faith can be reduced to a few words that we say to a homeless person: "Have a nice day." Or to a person who's hungry: "I hope you have enough to eat." For James, faith begins when the Word of God gives us new life. And after that Word gives life, those who live out that Word, you and I, are to extend life to others. For faith becomes active in one's life, actively giving life to you and to those around you. For James, for Jesus, for First Baptist Lexington, if it is not active, it is not faith. So just as we come to the table with the mystery of the bread and the cup and all that that takes place, we come to this table hoping and expecting to meet Christ. And as we are commanded to reach out to our brother and sister, we must recognize that the needs of the poor and the hungry are not met by proclaiming that we have faith, but sharing, reaching out, making it alive and active. We are to give the drink. We are to break the bread. Douglas Meeks writes, those who live from the table of God. Table of God's household are no longer simply advocates of those who struggle to live without what is necessary for life. Instead, we have become brothers and sisters. We're actually kin. It is not simply that we care, we are bound into a deeper relationship, one not created by ideology or affection or the happenstance of birth or life circumstances. We share beliefs. We share feelings and interest. It thus becomes for us radical hospitality of the banquet of our Lord, the extravagant, inclusive invitation to the table and the relationship that is born when we meet Christ at his table. Our Lord invites us to come and eat of the bread and drink of the cup. And when we do, we are family. That family is here at First Baptist, at South Lexington School in Syria, in Thailand, in Afghanistan, in Belize. For Jesus, generosity does not set boundaries. All are invited to this table. The family may look a lot different than you and I, but all are part of the family of God. And that same cup, that same bread, is extended to all. For he says, "Do this in remembrance of me."
Let us pray, friend, together, Lord.
All are invited to the table of our Lord. If you're joining us by radio, we hope that you too will join us as we share together in Holy Communion. And we share together in our invitation. Throughout God's world this day, Christian churches are celebrating communion as one family, dining together in one room under one roof. May this holy meal empower each of us to be agents of hope and peace in a time of uncertainty and strife. May Christ bless the worldwide communion of the church this day. Amen. Our deacons will now come as we share in communion. Eat, drink, remember who I am. Eat, drink, remember who I am, so you can remember who you are. And tell others. Eat, drink, and remember who I am, so you can remember others, who you are, and tell others. So that all God's people can live in communion, holy communion. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it. And they took him in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. And the table will be wide, and the welcome will be wide, and the arms will open wide to gather us in, and our hearts will open wide to receive. And we will come as children who trust there is enough. We will come unhindered and free, and our aching will be met with bread. Our sorrow will be met with wine. And we will open our hands to the feast without shame. And we will turn toward each other without fear. And we will give up our appetite for despair. And we will taste and know of delight. And we will become bread for a hungering world. And we will become drink for those who are thirsty. And the blessed will become the blessing. And everywhere will be the feast of God. There are people in the world so hungry that God cannot appear to them except in the form of the bread. As Beverly plays, may you pray for the bread of Christ as you partake in a few moments. The words of our Lord, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." We remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection, and we await his coming glory. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if one claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, go, I wish you well, keep warm and be well fed, but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? There's no more in evidence than when we come together to receive the bread and the wine in remembrance of that supreme sacrifice that our Lord made on our behalf. He gave his body for the purpose of creating another body, a body of men and women who would be recipients of his spirit and communicators of his saving love to a world in need. We are that body and members of his body with the unique responsibility of carrying out this tremendous task. He assures us of his loving acceptance and gracious appointment and of his strength through his redeeming activity by way of the bread and the juice. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom is at hand. Repent and believe in the good news. Follow me, he said to Simon Peter and Andrew by the seashore, and I will make you fishers of men and women. Turn the other cheek. Love your enemy. Lend to anyone who begs. Judge not. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And the gate is narrow, and the way is hard that leads to life. Ask, seek, knock, pray in secret. When you pray, say, Our Father who art in heaven, watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. Look at the birds. Do not be anxious. Do not be afraid. Come unto me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And now, as Beverly plays, may we think of the shedding of the blood as we prepare to take part in the drinking of the cup.
the words of our Lord. This cup which is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. May we share together in our prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, you have put your life into our hands. Now we put our lives into yours. Take us, renew and remake us. What we have been is past. What we shall be through you still awaits us. Lead us on. Take us with you. Amen. We stand and sing together. Hymn number 291, Sweet, Sweet Spirit.